This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor, Cassie McDuff. She's been a journalist around here for a long time, and we ask her to come in and talk about the big news stories happening around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out with grand jury transcripts that were released this week, shedding light on why Beaumont City Council member Mark Orozco was charged with bribery and campaign finance violations.
Right. These are the transcripts that we've been waiting for. Those transcripts show that Orozco told a district attorney's investigator in a recorded conversation that he lied about two loans totaling about $80,000 on his campaign finance reports when he was running for county supervisor in 2013. And the reason he apparently did that is because he was worried that his campaign hadn't raised enough money to make him look like a serious candidate. He was challenging incumbent supervisor Marion Ashley, who went on to be easily reelected in 2014. The charges allege that Orozco faked repaying one of the loans and making a payment on the other on his subsequent campaign finance reports. And the bribery count, by the way, there's one count of bribery. That stems from a developer who testified to the grand jury that Orozco demanded $15,000 to help him retire his campaign debt in exchange for supporting a more pro-development candidate for appointment to a vacant council seat. And the developer said he declined to give Orozco any money.
So most of this then involves Orozco's campaign against Marion Ashley back when, not his campaign for city council.
Correct. But those campaign finance reports continue on after the election. Orozco's lawyer, I should note, said that the transcripts are misleading because they don't allow any opportunity for the defense to cross-examine, and also that they offer no real evidence that a crime was committed.
And so what's next in this case?
Well, this week on Tuesday, Orozco missed his second consecutive council meeting. He skipped it. And the other four council members, meanwhile, are urging him to resign.
Okay. Next, the city of San Bernardino is taking applications for permits to operate medical marijuana shop.
That's right. You know, the city has spent a lot of time and money shutting down dispensaries, even though California voters made them legal quite some time ago. The city is certainly not alone. Many cities have refused to allow dispensaries and have shut down those that have opened. But the voters in San Bernardino passed two ballot measures in November requiring the city to set up regulations to allow medical marijuana dispensaries to have business permits. And so that's what they've opened up the permit application process for.
You're right. I don't think that there are any cities in the Inland Empire that have medical marijuana dispensaries open, with the exception of in the Coachella Valley and up in the high desert. And so what it took was here in the Inland Valleys is for one city's residents to take things to the ballot to get medical marijuana in their city.
Right. But, you know, it's not that simple because lawsuits have been filed on both sides. Two lawsuits have been filed challenging the validity of the two ballot measures, and two have been filed saying the city is dragging its feet on letting the application process proceed. So the city attorney, Gary Sines, has said, you know, the city needs to just enact the regulations on the ballot measure that got more votes, because if a court strikes down that statute, which again is challenged, the second measure takes effect. And so the city would just be throwing good money after bad. The city has posted on its website that it expects a court to rule on these lawsuits challenging the statutes or challenging the city's handling of them within the year.
So, and as a result, as you have reported, they're going ahead and they're moving ahead with this application process.
Correct. And it's interesting to note that this measure, that the regulations for which are being enacted, is expected to raise about $2.4 million a year for the city. The other measure, the one that came in second, it's estimated would raise between $18 million and $25 million.
Wow. So it will be important what the court decides to do with one of these ballot measures or the other.
But in the meantime, these people who want to run marijuana dispensaries in San Bernardino are allowed to apply.
Okay. Next, give us an update on election results. We had elections in Riverside and Moreno Valley for city council races.
Right. There were municipal elections in the city of Riverside and the city of Moreno Valley. In Moreno Valley, it was to fill a vacancy left when Ixchan Gonzalez was elected mayor in November. And in that race, it looks like a candidate named Ulysses Cabrera is ahead by quite a bit, 36%. There were four candidates. The next closest had about 24%. Interestingly, Cabrera was one of the four candidates. He was the only one of the four who failed to show up for interviews with the Press Enterprise, and so he was not included in their story other than to note that he's running. The only thing I could pick up about him online is that he's apparently a student at Moreno Valley College. But other than that, it's kind of mysterious, you know, how he came to be the leading candidate when the other three were more forthcoming about their candidacies.
In Moreno Valley, are the big major logistics centers still an issue?
Oh, absolutely. Certainly the council is at a turning point between whether the council has been splitting 2-2 on a lot of votes. And development, yes, of logistics center is still a big issue. And so whichever way this candidate goes, that's going to be the swing vote.
Yeah. And okay, what about Riverside Council?
Well, in Riverside, this was a regular municipal election. The city has odd year elections. And three incumbents were up for reelection, Councilman Andy Melendrez and Jim Perry. It looks like they have comfortable reelection leads. But it looks like there's going to be an upset in incumbent Paul Davis's ward. His challenger, Chuck Condor, was beating him about 54% to 46%. Now, the registrar says there are about 200 mail-in ballots and 100 provisional ballots remaining to be counted, and those began being counted Wednesday. However, the results of those counts are not going to be made public until Thursday evening after we record this. However, in the Davis race, about 5,400 ballots total are being counted, so a few hundred probably won't change the results one way or the other.
Was there any particular issue that might have sparked a second look at incumbent Paul Davis?
That's a good question. Davis is not alone in this, but he was one of the council members who there was an internal investigation after some critics had raised some issues about him. There's been quite a bit of infighting. He and Mike Subaru, I believe, were also investigated by their fellow council members. As we talked about before, there was no censure or any kind of other action taken after those investigations. The issues that Condor was running on, it looks like public safety is his top issue, road repair. He also mentions no pay raises for council members. That's a big issue for him. I wanted to mention that this was a vote-by-mail only election. And so ballots that are still coming in, if they arrive by Friday, today, but are postmarked no later than election day, will still be counted.
All right. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.